Hello, and welcome to Pardes from Jerusalem, the podcast series from the Pardes Institute of Jewish Studies. I'm Rachel Isaacs, a student from Manalapan, New Jersey, and the engineer for this program. We look forward to learning some Torah with you today. Thank you for tuning in. Today we are joined by Rabbi Meir Schweiger, a faculty member and the Mashgiach Ruchani, or spiritual guide at Pardes. He will be teaching us about Parshat Emor. A few quick announcements, and then we'll hand it over to Rabbi Schweiger. Your participation and feedback is vital for the success of the podcast series. Please send us comments on the episode, where you live and how you heard about us. Send your email to podcast@pardesusa.org. Thank you. That's it, and now Rabbi Schweiger.
Thank you, Rachel. This week's parsha, Parshat Emor, has two major topics. The parsha begins with a full-scale discussion of the role of the Kohanim, various prohibitions which characterize the office of the kuhuna. There's a second topic, which is chapter 23, which focuses on the festivals. Today, I would like to deal with the festivals. It's very interesting that the festivals begin in chapter 23, verse 3, with a discussion of Shabbat, as if Shabbat becomes the archetype of the festival. When one goes through the whole listing of the festivals, we note that a major aspect of the festivals which is highlighted here is the prohibition of work. If we look in chapter 23, verse 3, which speaks about Shabbat, it says, Shabbat Shabbaton Mikra Kodesh, Kol Melacha Lo Ta'asu. It is a day of cessation, a holy calling. All work should not be done. When we look further down and it talks about Pesach, in verse 7, it says, Bayom Rishon Mikra Kodesh Yelachem, on the first day it shall be a holy calling to you, Kol Melechet Avodah Lo Ta'asu. All work which is service you shall not do. And in fact, if you go through the whole section, you will see that by the festival of Pesach, by the festival of Sukkot, Rosh Hashanah, Shavuot, whenever it talks about the prohibition of work, the phrase which appears is Kol Melechet Avodah Lo Ta'asu. All work of service you shall not do. On the other hand, by Shabbat, it just says, Kol Melacha, don't do any work. And the same expression appears also by Yom Kippur. In verse 31, it says, by Yom Kippur, Kol Melacha lo ta'asu. And, similar to Shabbat, in verse 32, it says, Shabbat Shabbaton, just as we saw in verse 3. The first thing that we have to note is the meaning of the word Shabbat. Shabbat basically means cessation, stoppage. The idea being that whatever I do during the week, I now bring to an end. On Shabbat and on Yom Kippur, we are prohibited from doing any type of work. It's interesting to note that the word for work in Hebrew is melacha, but is also avodah. What's the difference between the two? Melacha seems to be related to the word melech, king. Avodah is related to the word eved, servant. These are two different perspectives on doing work. There's one aspect of doing work which is empowering, which reflects my creative capacities, which makes me into a master. And in fact, this is the word for work which appears actually in the creation story, in Bereshit, in chapter 1. This is the word for work which appears also in the construction of the tabernacle. Hence, the rabbis have noted that work which is prohibited on Shabbat is creative work, and have actually defined 39 categories of prohibited work based on what was done in the construction of the tabernacle. On Shabbat, we are supposed to put on the back burner our creative work as a way of acknowledging that ultimately God is the creator. I'll even bring up what I consider an interesting paradox. Someone who was able to stop working on Shabbat, who was able to acknowledge that ultimately God is the creator, in fact, is in control of his creation. Because if I stop working, that shows that I have the confidence that it won't all fall apart, that I can go back on the day after Shabbat and pick up where I left off. But if I am driven to constantly be working, if I have to constantly assert my creative capacity, if there's this feeling that if I stop working on Shabbat, all is lost, rather than being in control of my work, in control of my creation, I am enslaved to my creation. So that when we rest on Shabbat, we are actually emulating God who rested on Shabbat. And God becomes the model. God is able to decide when to create, when to stop creating, as a way of showing that ultimately he is in control of creation. And we who are in the image, who are in the image of God, do the same on Shabbat. On Yom Tov, in principle, we are also prohibited from doing creative work, but it's limited. It's limited to what's called Melechet Avodah, work which is in service. What does that mean, work which is in service? Perhaps a way to see this more clearly is if we look at Shemot in the book of Exodus, chapter 12, verse 16, where it talks about the celebration of the first day of Pesach, and it says the following, Uvayom arishon mikra kodesh, on the first day there shall be a holy calling, Uvayom ashvi'i, and on the seventh day, mikra kodesh yelachem, there shall be a holy calling to you, kol melacha lo ye'asevahem, all work should not be done then. Now that's somewhat strange because we just noted that when it talks about Pesach in our section, it says Melechet Avodah should not be done. But the verse in Shemot goes on and says, Ach asher ye'achel l'chol nefesh, but that which is eaten by all souls, Hu levado ye'aseh lachem, That alone shall be done to you. And hence, from Shmot, we can understand what is Melechet Avodah. Melechet Avodah is Kol Melacha, all Melacha, minus what's called Ochel Nefesh, soul food. Or, as the rabbis understood it, any type of work which I'm doing, which involves food preparation, that is allowed to be done on Yom Tov. Melechet Avodah is work which I do for someone else, in service. But work which I do for my own gratification, namely, in order to be able to be sustained, eating, that I'm allowed to do on Yom Tov. In fact, not all food preparation is allowed, but in the continuation of the verse in Shmot, in the next verse, 17, it says, Ushmartem et hamatzot, you shall guard the matzot. And there's a rabbinic comment which says, any work from the stage of when I would have to guard the matzah is what is actually allowed on Yom Tov. And what does that mean? We have to guard the matzot when we start making the matzah into a dough, which means any type of food processing from making a dough, making the dough, subsequently baking it, that I'm allowed to do on Yom Tov. But prior stages, reaping the wheat, grinding the wheat into flour, I'm not allowed to do. And Maimonides somehow defines this by saying, any type of work which I can do before Yom Tov, where the taste of the food will in no way be harmed, in no way lessened, I'm not allowed to do on Yom Tov. But any type of food preparation which will make a difference in the quality of the food, that I'm allowed to do. So that on Yom Tov, it seems that there is an allowance and maybe an encouragement of doing work for myself, for my gratification, for my eating. And therefore, we have a rabbinic comment which appears in the Talmud that says, on Yom Tov, you should divide the day. Half of it should be for God, half of it should be for you. Shabbat is a day which is totally dedicated to God. In our parsha, in chapter 23, verse 2, it begins by saying, Mo'adei Hashem, asher tikru otam mikra'ei kodesh, eilehem mo'adai, the festivals of God. And then it goes on to discuss Shabbat in verse 3. It is important to realize that the festivals, first and foremost, must be dedicated to God, must be an acknowledgement of God. Where Shabbat becomes the primary festival, as we discussed a moment ago. And therefore, it's very interesting that both Shabbat and Yom Kippur are referred to as Shabbat Shabbaton. There is a total prohibition of work, because on both of these days, the human dimension is very much played down and the focus is on God. On the festivals, there is meant to be a kind of balance between a day which is dedicated to God and a day which is dedicated to myself, but not only myself, but towards building a community. I want to now look at a phrase which I've mentioned a few times, which is the Mikra'ei Kodesh, a holy calling. The Ramban Nachmanides and the Sforno, in their respective commentaries, say that Mikra'e Kodesh, the idea of a holy calling, means a day where we gather together, where we're called to gather together. For what purpose? Nachmanides says, it's a day where we're called to gather together to sanctify it. And he goes on to say, it is a mitzvah incumbent upon the Jewish people to gather in the house of God on a festive day to sanctify it publicly through prayer, through praise of God. One could add also through reading Torah and by wearing clean garments to make it a festive day. Unfortunately, we have a bit of a time constraint, so I would like to wrap up with the following idea. On the one hand, there is a prohibition of work on Shabbat and on the festivals, which is meant to bring to me the understanding that I should not be enslaved to my work, that I should not paradoxically think that I am the creator and as a result be constantly working and asserting my creativity. Because in fact, by overly asserting my being the creator, rather than in expressing my empowerment, it might be actually reflecting my enslavement to my creation. By resting, by stopping on Shabbat, I demonstrate that ultimately God is the creator, but that ultimately I am in control. I am in control by showing that I can stop and go back to it. But in fact, what I just said is slightly inaccurate in that when I stop on Shabbat from being creative, it's not exactly true. I stop in terms of being creative in terms of shaping the material world. But by stopping from that expression of creativity, I am freed to engage in a different type of creativity, a spiritual creativity. And not only am I freed to do so, I am obligated to do so. I am obligated to make Shabbat a holy calling. I'm supposed to take that freeing up and spend my day in prayer, in study. On the one hand, in serving God, but on the other hand, in searching into my soul, in trying to bring out my human grandeur, in trying to maximize that spiritual element, which perhaps is dormant during the week, to have it come to full expression on Shabbat. In that way, Shabbat is not just a celebration of the individual, but it becomes a celebration of the community, where we, as a community, are able to show our spiritual power. Let us learn how to truly free ourselves by not working on Shabbat, but not only not working, but by making Shabbat into a holy calling, by taking those opportunities of coming together as a community, serve God, and bring out the maximum of our human dignity. Shabbat Shalom.
Thank you, Rabbi Schweiger. Please tell your friends about this podcast series, and please let us know your thoughts and comments. Send us email via podcast@pardesusa.org. Thanks to Dr. David Bernstein, who is the executive producer of the Pardes from Jerusalem podcast series. Shalom and goodbye from Jerusalem.